Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. And for the next segment or two, it's just going to be the two of us. I've got some things on my mind that I want to talk to you about. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about these things. And today I want to talk about what I call spring cleaning in December. So what's the best use of my time right now? That's an abiding management question that we hear out here on Main Street all the time. What's the best use of my time right now? But at no other time of the year are we more time management challenged than in the month of December. The reason is because the 12th month is the only one where two powerful imperatives converge against a hard stop, each one demanding a full measure of your time and your resources. And the first one is the perennial push to close out the sales year as strongly as possible. And number two is while simultaneously taking steps to set the business up for a fast and clean start next year, the new year, when January 1st dawns. So I got to close out this year and I got to get ready for next year. That's two powerful imperatives that are up against a hard stop. So pardon the sports metaphor, but in the marketplace game, your business plays all year. December is the two-minute drill of your fourth quarter. And in this tight transition period, that fierce competition for precious time and resources requires discipline and devotion to fundamentals. Our grandmothers practiced the fundamental of spring cleaning when the weather broke warm, but in the marketplace, in order to kick off the new year right, your spring cleaning should happen before then. There are many targets of December business cleaning opportunities, but I've got five important ones that I want you to start with. And the first one is throw stuff away. Even if you're a pack rat like me, you've accumulated stuff you don't use anymore. For example, one of the markers of the 21st century office is a digital graveyard. Unused or broken computers, monitors, etc. I've got one. Some of it may have value, so call a tech recycler and convert them into cash. Whatever it is, you got to start throwing stuff away, and it's hard for me, but you got to do it. Regardless of what it is, if you can't sell it or give it away, throw it away because it's in your way. Number two. Empower producers, cut deadwood. Year end is a good time to take stock of employees who've demonstrated leadership and engagement. Recognizing the performance of those individuals now, in this month, will motivate them to a fast start in the new year. But by definition, identifying those who perform also shines a light on those who didn't. The only thing worse than firing someone is letting an unproductive employee hold your team performance hostage for another year. It's worse than firing someone. You owe productive people the most effective organization possible, which means letting the unproductive pursue their careers elsewhere. And remember, there's no good time to fire someone. It's never easy. I know that. Number three, classify customers. Classify customers into four groups by product, by profit, from the most profitable A's to the least profitable D's. You worship the A's, you cater to the B's, you encourage the C's, and you teach the D's, those D customers, you teach them how to serve themselves. If any customer expectations encroach too much on your profit margin, allow them to join your unproductive employees elsewhere. That's right. Sometimes you have to fire a customer. The next one is purge inventory. As with customers, take a new look at your products and inventory by identifying the most profitable A's to the least profitable D's. Stock all the A's, a few of the B's, and a couple of the C's, but never let a D spend the night under your roof unless it's paid for. Remember, profitable inventory management means just in time, not just in case. And write off those obsolete and damaged inventory items. Take the hit now. Number five, AR reality. Take another hit by writing off uncollectible AR, accounts receivable you can't collect. Do it now so you can start January with a clean list. Accounts receivable write-offs are tax deductions this year, and if it turns out that you collect them next year, well, that'll be gravy next year. The only thing more troubling to a banker than your uncollected AR is when you don't demonstrate the discipline to deliver a clean and accurate balance sheet. Every new year deserves to have the maximum opportunity to be successful, so don't saddle it with last year's obsolescence, the waste and the bad decisions. If you take the steps now, and others from your own list, you've got your own list of things. I've just given you five. You'll prove to yourself, your team, and your banker that you have the discipline to make the critical decisions for which successful managers are known. So this, I know how it is, folks. It's tough right now because you're in a crunch time. We've got to focus our time and our energy on wrapping up the year. We've got customers out there. We need to finish closing. We need to deliver. We need to put their products in service so we can get paid, so we can put it on the books this year. We've worked so hard. We've been working on these people for a whole year, and we got to get it done in December. Meanwhile, next year is yelling at you, hey, don't start me out with a bunch of baggage. Clean things up. Give me a good clean start. All that's going on at the same time, simultaneously. Parallel universes. It's what you get paid the big bucks for, folks. You have to do that. You have to have the discipline to close out the year strong. Push your current year over the goal line while setting up your new year for a clean and fast start. That's when you know, when you can do both of those in the month of December, that's when you know you're an effective professional manager. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blysinger. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.